I've heard of it. I haven't used it because I pretty much did digital for the whole activation. I didn't bother, you know, inside the FT8. I just started a new ADI file there, so it was pretty easy when I got back, just because I had a fresh file and right on the laptop through FT8. I did need to go back through and make sure my park-to-park stuff was good, because I did do a few park-to-parks, and I had wrote them manually for, you know, wrote them in the log file manually, and then I went, because I switched to I did some voice and some park-to-parks on voice. I did, Hawaii park-to-park, 15 meters. We worked on FT8, and then we went and worked voice. And so I'm, you know, 10 watts is the max on the 6100. So it was 10 watts from the park in Holly to the park in Hawaii that the other guy was at on voice. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, that was on 15 on the NFED there, on the portable NFED, but. I think what I'm going to do, I need to get a different battery set up. I was just, you know, using the plug. I was plugged into the truck, and it was fine. But I think what I want to do, because I would like to go out and do some more longer ones, but I'm going to get a battery, like one of those jump packs, to run everything. And I think I'll be better off than using the truck battery.
Yeah. I get you there. I've got my truck set up for a solar that I can run my radios on. I've got 200 watt solar panels up on top that keeps a lead acid battery charged up and seems to work okay. But with this new program, I think I might give an activation, attempt an activation, at least give it a try. Maybe go over to Seven Lakes and do something there. But, well, I'm going to slip on over and finish watching this. But when you get a chance, take a look at go to YouTube and put in Polo logging software. It's just as in the horse polo. And take a look at it. I think, and they do FT8 on it, but it is so intuitive, and it automatically, if you download the parks, then yeah, it's just so intuitive. You don't have to enter park numbers. If you do a park-to-park, his park information automatically loads when you pull up his call sign or enter his call sign and vice versa. If you hear a guy, if you're a hunter and you hear a guy, you put in his call sign, it pulls up all his park information, and it's done. Just click OK, and it logs it, and you move on. Check it out, Fred. All right. I'm going to be listening on this frequency the rest of the afternoon. So good talking with you. And I'll start loading these frequencies into my FTM-400. And next time I get up there, maybe I'll let you know I'm going up. You have a good one. Merry Christmas, in case I don't talk to you again, but I hope I will. 73 Fred, KD8 IWS, at the home station. Clear.